This spring, if you'd rather spend time enjoying your lawn instead of trying to keep it alive, there's good news. TruGreen is the easiest and most affordable way to get a beautiful lawn. All you have to do is water and mow, and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and even some things you might not even think of. They'll do all of it, while you can do literally anything else. With True Green, you could have your lawn looking as good as a putting green. That's not hyperbole. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. True Green offers a satisfaction guarantee, and they have a verified best price promise, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people guaranteed.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Headlines?
Try to stop me. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
News
okay.
Me.
Well, first up, according to Insider, Jennifer Coolidge said she had an incredible view while filming Shotgun Wedding with J-Lo and Josh Duhamel, who is here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
So we can actually ask him, you know, what happened. So they made the movie in the Dominican Republic, and she, they all apparently shared a house together. Again, we're going to ask Josh for deets. But Jennifer claims that her view was of Lenny Kravitz's balcony, where she could, quote, see everything. And my brain goes straight to everything. Where does yours go, Rossi?
Oh, it goes to everything. It does. I like to think that if I were looking into his balcony, that I wouldn't look. I would look. Wouldn't you look, everybody? Yeah. Would you? Would you take a peek?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I feel like also, I don't know Lenny Kravitz at all, but he gives off that vibe that he would be totally cool about all of it.
Yeah. Like if he caught you looking, he'd be like, hey.
Exactly.
How you doing?
Exactly.
Yeah, hi.
In my fantasy, Lenny Kravitz doesn't mind.
Totally.
Okay.
All right, next. People, this is interesting. People reports one dad is going viral for letting his family know that their group text was stressing him out.
I love this
yeah,
story.
Yeah, Allison DeRozio posted a screenshot of her dad Thomas's text, which read in part, quote, I can't keep up with the pressure of always having to LOL or like our heart, everyone's random thoughts, pics, and amusements. I can't live with this pressure. I'm out. Allison says her dad hasn't yet officially left the group text, but he may have, like, muted it because they haven't heard from him. And this goes to that whole group text etiquette. Are you a big group texter?
It's the only thing I do. I'm Mrs. Group Text. Uh-huh. I don't have email, and then all of my business is on group text. And that way, everybody is communicating. One felt swoop. Tickety-boo.
Totally. But I will say it is a tad annoying when you get like a buzz every time someone thumbs up or hearts it. Like, can't we do something about that?
I not only agree with you, I wish we could strip it away. Don't heart something. I don't care if you love it. But the reason I also love group texting and not emails is for Giphies. Because Giphies just say everything.
Yeah, if you text something to Drew, she's gonna send like Garfield doing this to you back with hearts around it.
So if you wanna send a Giphy to the group chat,
you're fine.
You may do so, but please do not heart and thumbs up. Does anyone else feel this way? Am I the only one?
Yeah.
Yeah, you guys feel that way too?
I find them very annoying, especially during the middle of the night when you have people in different time zones. So that all of a sudden your phone is going off in a different time zone somewhere else in the middle of the night.
Mm-hmm. What's your name?
Sue.
Sue,
thank you.
Thank you,
thank
Sue.
Thank you.
All right, next up. Next up, this is going viral. Okay, the New York Post reports one woman is going viral on TikTok for admitting she wears her pajamas multiple times without washing them. Take a look at what everybody's talking about.
I've worn these, like, 3 nights in a row. So I need to know if, like, as adults, we're still doing that, or should I be literally making dirty clothes every single night?
Rossi, what do you think?
You know, this might surprise you, but I'm fine with it. And I know I'm pretty uptight about germy things usually, but I feel like if it's not touching your privates, it's not touching your feet, and it's not touching strangers on the street, you can wear it like 3 nights in a row.
Okay, well, that was going to be my question. Is she wearing underwear or not?
Well,
that changes everything,
that
right?
That changes everything.
Yeah.
But she doesn't say it in the video.
Uh-huh. Now, do you...
And I don't wear underwear when I sleep. You should see I'm sleeping and you won't whoop. It's sad.
Oh, I wear underwear. I'm naked and afraid of seeing myself naked. That's my...
Not with those legs, Matthews. Well, not with those legs.
Yeah, I don't know, but it does determine whether it's grody or not, how much of your body is
I'm
up on it.
I'm missing the most important question or answer. No underwear, you should wash it. Some underwear, who cares? Wear it for a few days.
All right, finally, Drew, this story is interesting. You found it. If you find yourself constantly oversharing or over-explaining... There's a science behind that. Anyone guilty of it? Yes. Well, in an excerpt from Dan Lyon's book, The Power of Keeping Your Mouth Shut in an Endlessly Noisy World, great title, published by Time, Dan details his journey as a recovering talkaholic, including learning that talkaholism is an actual chemical imbalance, the same as any other addiction. And he trained his brain to talk less and listen more. He found himself happier and less anxious. And he also points out powerful people like CEO Tim Cook and Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg were well known for letting awkward pauses hang. Drew?
I'm so afraid of this syndrome.
Yeah.
Because I know I have it.
I think I do it because I'm not good with silence. You know, like even in an Uber, I'm talking, and I'm learning, and I'm sharing. The one thing I'm not doing is shutting up, you know? And why is that? Do we just want to make everything better? Is that it?
I mean, I like conversing with people. Like, when you talk about an Uber, like, I converse, too. Like, that's maybe being a conversationalist and, like, in love with human beings. My problem is that I'll make a point, and then I'll drive that point home until I literally reach the Earth's crust.
I know, I so relate. I'm so laughing. You know who? I actually started thinking about this because my husband Wellington said to me, he quoted something I said back to him. And I go, I said that? I talk so much, I don't remember. And he goes, well, I actually value your words. I wish that you did. And I'm just blabbing, you know? I don't even think about it. But like, what if we really listened to what we said and were intentful all the time?
Oh, God.
That is the best response.
When we talk to Josh Duhamel next and get all the juicy deets for him. Oh, and I have a surprise for him. Okay, come right back.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about all from the comfort of your home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, what's your secret? Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
In one of the hottest action rom-coms. I want to emphasize action. It's like a really interesting genre. I really love it. It's called Shotgun Wedding. Take a look.
I don't want you to panic when I tell you what I'm about to tell you. Your grenade doesn't have a pin.
What does that mean? Is it going to explode?
No. Hold it exactly how you're holding it. Good. Good.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That pin holds the handle on, but when you let go of the grenade, the handle pops off, which lights the fuse, and the whole thing goes boom.
How do you know so much about grenades?
Video games.
Like such a cool person.
Really?
Yes. And the more layers I peel back about you, you just seem like such a good, cool, fun, rad person.
That's very sweet. You're very sweet. Just don't peel back any more layers.
Okay,
you're good right where
I'll
you
stop.
Are.
Well, but listen, I'm okay. Okay. First of all, we were talking in the news really quickly about Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
I'll just get straight to the point. I think she was staring at Lenny's. Everything.
He's a very handsome man. I mean,
is he free? He seems like he would just walk around naked without like an issue.
You know, I was mostly concerned about what Lenny was going to be like because to me he is such a rock star.
Yeah.
And Lenny is
literally.
He is truly. I mean, he's an incredibly nice dude.
Is it true Jennifer Lopez?
Yeah.
Jennifer Coolidge.
Yeah.
Lenny Kravitz. They, like, stayed in a house together?
Well, no, this is the way it went. It went, okay, it was Cheech, Jennifer, Desmond, Callie, Darcy, Sonia Braga, the whole cast. They put me in a house, and they put Jen in her own house.
Okay.
So I didn't get to hang out. They had, like, a dorm situation going on. Like, a beautiful dorm, like, the most beautiful dorm you've ever seen.
And you went there.
Wine dinners every night.
And, like, Lenny was playing.
Lenny come down and play music. Yeah, and I had to sit home by myself. But I think they're probably smart to leave us, you know, to leave me. And I would have just had too much
fun. They were like,
fun.
You two need your beauty sleep.
Yeah, it was truly one of the most gratifying experiences I've ever had on a movie. Everything about it was one of my best experiences.
And I think that's paying off because everybody's talking about the movie. There are 23 rom-coms being made this year.
Really?
After
about time.
Yeah,
maybe
right?
We can do one time.
Oh, I wouldn't mind that at all. Okay, I want to be on one of your vacations with your buddies. You sent in a video. I'm so in love with this vacation or this moment. Is it true? There's ice and a sauna. That's my setup. What do you guys do?
Well, it's not really a vacation. It's kind of I have a cabin. I spend half my time out in the woods, deep in the woods in Minnesota.
Another reason I love you.
I truly, it's my happy place. And one of the things we do in the winter is, you know, snowmobile and ice fish and ice plunge. So what's happened over the last couple of years is people around the lake know about it. It's become like this tradition to bring in the new year, people jump in that ice hole. And I have a wood-burning sauna right next to it. So you get in there first, then you get in the ice, and then you get back in the sauna.
It just sounds like so much fun.
It really is.
Okay, speaking of a beautiful way to put things, will you tell me about the proposal that you did, which is, where does it end?
Well, I wish I could say that I'm usually this romantic, but this was one of my best.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm really proud of this one. So one morning I was sitting there and I was like, okay, tonight's the night. I think I got to do it tonight. And I thought, okay, we're going to do, there's a beautiful little sandbar at Little Palm Island is where we stayed. And I had this idea to do this, like, what if I put like a message in a bottle that rolled up? And I went up to the concierge, asked if they had an old wine bottle. They did. Took some stationery from the hotel, burned the edges. I had it all timed out with the concierge so that we're gonna be out at 5:15 for dinner. I need you to go put it like 5:14, have the bottle in there so when we walk out, it's just rolling up to the thing. And that's when she found the bottle, and that's when I asked her to marry me. And it worked.
All right, so let's add this layer in. You are also, you make a mean lasagna, apparently.
I make two things. I make really good ribs and I make really good lasagna. And lasagna was literally out of necessity from college.
I was gonna say, you learned to do it in college.
This is like it's not a fancy recipe at all.
But will you teach it to us?
I'll gladly teach it to
you. All right, when we get back, John is gonna teach us his lasagna. Don't go away. We're coming, we're coming.
The spirit of performance is what defines Acura. And now, it's electric. Introducing the ZDX, Acura's most powerful SUV yet. Crafted using the same formula that brought them electrified supercars and multiple IMSA championships, the ZDX has track-tested performance that packs an energy all its own. Unlock the energy and order yours at Acura.com.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
He brought a special recipe that he's perfected. We love you for so many reasons, and I say your, you know, many layers that I've been peeling back, each one more delightful than the next.
Yep.
And speaking of layers, you make a lasagna.
I do. I made this up in college, and I still make it. That is a bit of an art. Again, I'm not much of a cook, but I'm going to show you how I make this one. Brown the turkey. I try to make it as healthy as possible. And then I grab a tomato sauce from the grocery store. And then I pour the tomato sauce in there. So this is what we do. We don't have any noodles. But let's pretend these are...
Oh, by the way, these are no bake noodles.
I do a one layer down here like that. Let me just bring this over here.
Mm-hmm. Gorgeous.
So I'd go like that. And then I would do my next layer would be this, but I would mix my olives with my cottage cheese. And I mix all that together. It's just like gives it a little creamy sort of thing. Again, I made this in college, but I do that. I do a layer of this.
Mmm.
On top. Oh, and then I put another layer of this on.
The no-bake noodle.
No-bake noodle. And then because this is like Mexican blend, this is like a cheddar and a mozzarella, I believe. It's whatever you can get. It's called Mexican blend at the grocery store. And a mozzarella. And I mix them together. And I put my first layer of cheese on
cheddar.
There. Okay, so there's that. Then you do another one of these. Just sort of repeat. Spread it on top. So
love
it should
it.
Be like a nice little layer of cottage cheese on there. Okay, there we go. And that's it. And that's what I would do. I'd just make this two layers.
And then...
throw that thing in the oven. I would bake it until it's browned like this at 375.
I mean, that looks good.
Yeah. Should we get in there and try it? Oh, and then my garlic toast.
Oh, wait.
White bread with butter and Lowry salt. I'm such a chef. All right, there we go.
Right? We're not tasting this.
All right.
Now, since we like you so much after researching you and deep diving on you and learning what a good person you are and how fun and cool and lovely you are, we have so much love for you and your home state of North Dakota.
has a lot of love for you, and 10 years ago, you got inducted into the Scandinavian American Hall of Fame.
I did.
In honor of your 10th anniversary of that moment, and you fundraised for them. You raised over $1 million when they needed it most.
Oh, my hometown got flooded.
That's right. So please take a look. There's a little surprise for you.
Hey, Josh, Senator John Hoeven here.
Hoeven.
Congratulations on 10 years in the Scandinavian American Hall of Fame. You are truly a worthy representative. Many good deeds on behalf of your home community and our state. We thank you and wish you the very best.
John Hoeven is from my hometown.
I know, he's a big deal. And then
That's
he wanted
so
to give
sweet.
You this plaque as well.
The Norse Coos Fest.
Yeah, in North Dakota.
The Norse Coos Fest. This is, I love it.
See, you're a good person.
Thank you.
Thank you, Josh. That's Stop so letting us streaming sweet. Tomorrow. Our Pride video will all be there. And we'll be back with a fun little surprise for our studio audience. Congratulations.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Of two girls, I always want them to know how powerful being a girl is. And I want to spread that message to little girls everywhere. So I teamed up with one of my nearest and dearest, the phenomenal Savannah Guthrie. And we created a new preschool animated series that's premiering on Netflix January 30th. It's called Princess Power. It is based on Savannah's two best-selling, and I do mean number one, New York Times, both books. New York Times bestsellers. Here's a sneak peek.
The charm alarm! Kira needs us. Come on, Fussy.
All right, these stories are a celebration of girl power and self-expression. It challenges all gender stereotypes in the name of individuality, showing girls that it's not how they look, but what they do that matters. And these books that Savannah made, it was just such an honor to turn it into a television show. And so Savannah and Allison, her co-writer, sent over copies of Princess Wears Pants and Princesses Save the World for everyone in the audience. So thank you so much to Savannah and Ali. We make this show for you, so take it with you, everybody. Thank you.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
This is Sarah.
And this is Beth.
And we are Pantsuit Politics,
a podcast where we take a different approach to the news.
We talk about news, we talk about politics, but we also talk about parenting and travel and pop culture and how all of that affects how we understand the world.
We're really different people. Sometimes you'll hear us agree and sometimes not. We think that's where the fun is. We laugh and learn together and with all of you twice a week, every week.
Pantsuit Politics is about engaging with each other and the news without the anxiety and the frustration.
We hope you'll join our conversation every Tuesday and Friday because politics doesn't have to be exhausting. Our listeners tell us it's like time spent with your good friends who did their homework.